want to welcome every one of us to the presence of the Lord this morning. There are a lot of things we are going to do today by the special grace of God. But one of the first things that we're going to do is we're going to go into the world. The entrance of his world always bring light, always bring illumination, revelation, and understanding. And in this month of preparation, I want to briefly talk about season of preparation as we go in this year of the manifestation of the sons of God. Season of preparation. We've read Romans chapter 8 and verse 19. And let's read it again. For the creation waits in eager expectation for the children of God to be what? Who is going to be revealed this year? I'm not sure I heard you. Are you sure? Are you certain that this year God is going to reveal you to your world? If you are sure about that, I want you to shout a thunderous and a resounding yes. Are you sure?
Yes.
Let's also read the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 27 and verse 6. 2 Chronicles 27 and verse 6. Season of preparation. Are we ready? All right, it's on the screen. Let's read together. One, two, go. So Jotham became, because he prepared his way before the Lord is God. May the Lord bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name.
Amen.
So Jotham became mighty because he prepared his ways before the Lord is God. And so if people ask you, why did you become mighty? Why did you become a celebrity that people were looking for? Why did your business suddenly turn around? That is it only you in Canada? Why did you become a director overnight? What will you tell them? Because of who? The Lord my God. Because I prepared my ways before him. Not in your strength, but in whose power? Praise the Lord. Beloved, preparation in life is important. You don't see anybody wants to do anything without preparing. Amen. And I mean anything meaningful. Praise God. Praise the Lord. I'm speaking to someone this morning. That by the power that is in the name of Jesus, whether the devil likes it or not, this month you will manifest.
Amen.
I said this month, something is coming your way, whether the devil likes it or not, by the power that is in the name of Jesus. Oh, by the anointing of God upon his altar at Bethel, I'm prophesying to that person right now. Whether the devil likes it or not, before the end of this month, the Lord is giving someone a ground shaking testimony.
Amen.
Receive it.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Seasons of preparation. Hallelujah. In the book of Luke chapter 24 and verse 49. Luke chapter 24 and verse 49. Our Lord Jesus Christ has 12 disciples, correct? When he called them, he first of all, the Bible says he called them to himself that they might be with him. Praise God. And while they were with him for how many years? Church, how many years were the disciples with Jesus? 3.5 years. What was he doing? He was preparing them. He was equipping them. He was adding value to their life. Praise God. Beloved, before he left, he gave them this word. He says, behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you.
But do what? Tarry. Wait. For there is going to be an appointed time that when you gather in Jerusalem, you are going to be endued with power from on high. To everything, there is a season. There is the season of preparation. Amen. Beloved, God will give you his word. He will show you the promise. Amen. But without an understanding of the strategies of how that promise will be fulfilled. I have said this before. A man can receive a promise and that promise will continue to remain in the realm of promise without manifestation. And that's the reason why you must be prepared. Because when you receive promises and promises, you need to understand what are the strategies that God wants to use for the fulfillment of this promise. I told us, Joseph had a dream of greatness. He saw himself and his parents and his siblings were bowing down to him. In his mind, he could not conceive. How can this come to pass? His father looked at him. If he had the understanding that this will be in the land of Egypt, he would have what? He would have stopped his boy and said, no, you are never going to Egypt. Someone says preparation. Let me try and define the word preparation. For some of us who may be in the workplace, you might have use certain, you know, terms. You see, preparation is a period where you develop maybe a product. And when you develop it, what will follow? You will test it, right? And so preparation is the period of development where God is building capacity in you, where God is giving you every tool that you need. Praise God. The period of development. When God is preparing you for your palace, preparing you for your throne, and when you develop something, you will do what? You will test it. The people who are testers, they are the ones that are called, they will give it a name, quality engineers, correct? They will push that product to the limits. Someone is in the school, in the season of testing right now. Someone may be in the season of development. You are in a season of preparation. Because a product that is not developed properly, not tested properly, will not function effectively. And even if they function effectively, they may never last. Are we together? And that's the reason why, church, I'm saying to someone, I don't want you to abort your manifestation. And that's why you must stay in the place of preparation until God gives you the approver. Without an approver, without a sign off, can a product be deployed? Praise God. Then why are we as believers? Why are we as Christians? We want to receive the promise. We don't want to wait for the season that God, they say, now is the appointed time. I don't want you to run ahead of God. I'm sure we know at least two examples. The man that should have been part of, he was even part of the disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ, the man called Judas. The Bible talks of the fact that he went out with the others in twos and they performed miracle signs and wonders. But for 30 shekels of silver, he betrayed Jesus. Amen. And he lost the apostleship. Praise the Lord. The man called Gehazi, the one that should have inherited the double portion anointing of Elisha for greed, he ran after Naaman the Syrian.
You see, there are certain things in life, brethren. If you don't understand the season of preparation, let me put it this way. You see, preparation is not punishment. Please take note of that. Preparation is not punishment, nor wasting time. Amen. It is an investment in time for the season of manifestation. Let me repeat again. Preparation is not punishment. Preparation is not wasting time. It is what? An investment in time for the season of manifestation. Praise the Lord. And so Jesus poured himself into these 12 disciples. He began to teach them. He began to train them. He began to disciple them. But he also told them, amen, that I am going to go. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But there is something I want you to do. I want you to tarry. I want you to wait. Where? In the city of Jerusalem. Until you are endued with power from on high. You may have received the promise. You may have received the prophecies. For someone, heaven is saying, tarish. Heaven is saying, wait. Because Habakkuk 2:2 told us, there is always an appointed time. He says, wait for it, because it will surely, it will certainly come to pass. It will not tarry. Why will it certainly come to pass? Because it is not your word. It is his word. Are we together, church? Oh, thank you, Lord. The disciples submitted to mentoring under the tutelage of our Lord Jesus Christ. I want to challenge someone. You see, when you look through the scripture, we talk about, you know, Gehazi that should have inherited double portion anointing of Elisha. But do you know that same Elisha was mentored by who? Elijah. Elisha was mentored by Elijah. Amen. The prophet Samuel was mentored by who? Eli, prophet Eli. Amen. Even the 12 disciples, the 12 apostles were mentored by our Lord Jesus Christ. Moses, the man of God, that God called. And the Bible says a man that God speak to face, he also has mentees. And one of them is who? Aaron. Amen. Praise God. There are others. But Aaron was the one that the Bible says is assistant. He will stay in the temple. You see, the extent of your preparation and your willingness to remain malleable, to remain, you know, a vessel in the hand of God will determine the longevity of your impact. Praise God. The first king of Israel, Saul, amen. I'm sure I've been saying this. He was not prepared for the throne. Israel asked for a king. And it, Samuel says, what am I going to do? God says, listen to them. And there was a man that was looking for his father's ass. God says, go and anoint him. Amen. He received the anointing. He became an emergency king. First assignment. Amen. There was war. He was supposed to wait for Samuel, the man of God. And he says, Samuel delayed. And because Israel was pushing him, the battle is ready. What are we going to do? He took censer and he began to operate in the priestly office that he was not called into. You see, in the New Testament now, we are privileged because we are now both king and priest. But in those days, no, you need to stay in your lane. And even after that, God gave him another chance. The Amalekite, go and destroy them. And he obeyed. half-heartedly. Amen. And he kept the best of the sheep for himself. And Samuel told him, he says, now the Lord will have established your kingdom forever if you have obeyed. Brethren, your season of preparation is important so that you are not going to abort manifestation. Saul died with three of his children, Jonathan, the friend of David. Amen. I believe Abinadab and Malchishua. They died at Mount Gilboa. I think that's in 1 Samuel chapter 31. 1 Samuel chapter 31 from verse 1 to verse 3. 1 Samuel 31, 1 to 3. Amen. They died. Now when Saul died, his first three children also died. Do you know when he now died, who became king after Saul? The man called Ish-Boshet. He was not prepared for kingship. In fact, he has no idea what he was doing. Amen. 2 Kings chapter 2 and verse 10. 2 Kings chapter 2 and verse 10. Do you see why preparation is important? Beloved, I don't know what season that you are going through. Your own season may be the season of development. God is developing character, developing trait, developing holiness and righteousness in you. Tarry! For someone, it may be a season of testing. I've said this before. When God is testing you, he's testing certain characters. He will bring people that will trigger you because you are going through a season of testing. Are we together, church? Praise the Lord. Ish-Boshet did not last more than, I think, is it 2 years on the throne? But do you know it was the same Saul that God said, your throne is going to be an everlasting throne. But when he messed up, the kingdom was taken away and given to who? To David. And not only that, if you read your scripture very well, the Bible says the Lord told David, I am, even though you sin against me, I'm not going to take away my mercy from you and your household as I took it away from the house of Saul. God did not just remove Saul's lineage from kingship. He said, I took away my mercy from him. Beloved, it is important for you to be prepared. Holy Spirit, help us. Sakaton de kosha taparia. Lembra tondo shinda mosi katabos katebra doshi kapatalia. I pray for someone. You will not miss your visitation today. And so please submit. You see, the disciples, they submitted to mentorship under Jesus. And when Jesus was living, he now gave them that promise. Tarry, wait for the promise of the Father. That promise is coming. You will receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Wait until you are endued with power from on high. For someone, I don't know what season you are passing through. Please wait. Waiting is not wasting time. Waiting is not punishment. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. It may not seem like what God has promised you. Oh, go and ask Joseph. Amen. Joseph chose prison rather than Potiphar's wife. This was the same person that God gave a promise that your siblings and others are going to bow down before you. You may be in the season of testing. You may be passing through the fire. Remember, there is the one who is called the Lord. Amen. That says, I will be with you. Not only for a while. Amen. Not only for a season, but unto the end. Ah, Holy Spirit, help us. There are a lot of things we are going to do this morning. But let me quickly say this. In the season of preparation, what are some of the things that I can do while you are waiting? Amen. While you are waiting, what are some of the things that you can do? Number one, you need to live a life of total obedience. Please tell your neighbor, total obedience. You must live a life of total, a life of what, church? In Genesis chapter 39, verse 1 and verse 2, Genesis 39, verse 1 and verse 2, still talking of Joseph. The Bible said Joseph was brought down to Egypt. And Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, bought him. Amen. Praise God. In verse 2, look at what the Bible says here. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of who? His master, the Egyptian. He was in the house of his master, yet he continued to obey the word of the Lord. Amen. A life of what? Obedience. How do I know? If you go down to verse 7, if you go down to verse 7 of the same Genesis 39, this same Joseph, the Bible says his master's wife cast her eyes on him. He says, lie with me. Joseph said, no, I cannot be disobedient to God. If I choose to do this, my dream of greatness will never come to pass. The best that I can become is assistant Potiphar. No, I am not going to be disobedient to heavenly calling. Praise God. Beloved, Deuteronomy 28 tells us that if you would diligently, from verse 1, hearken to the voice of the Lord your God. He says to observe and to do. It is not just enough for you to know what God has said in his word, but to what? To do. Saul lost the kingdom, not because he did not obey, but was partial obedience. He says to obey is better than sacrifice. Hallelujah. A life of obedience. Beloved, obedience will take you to the place of greatness, to the place of glory, to the place of divine lifting, when you obey the word of the Lord. I'm sure you know the story of Joseph. If you go down to verse 20 of that Genesis 39, if you go down to verse 20, Joseph did not just choose to obey the Lord, even though nobody knew. I mean, there was no way he could prove his innocence. But he says, I would rather be true to myself and to God. Amen. He was taken and put in prison for doing what? Hello, John. What exactly did Joseph did? Did he do any wrong? And so you are not saying people are persecuting me and they are doing this, but I'm serving the Lord. Hello, welcome to your season of preparation. What was God doing to Joseph that he took him to prison? God knew that in prison there are still some skills that I want to develop, how to do management, how to ration food for prisoners. Hello, church. Do you know it was the same skill when they stood before Pharaoh? That was what gave him the authority and the audacity. He said, look, Pharaoh, listen. I am an authority on this subject. I have interpreted your dream, but that's not all. Let Pharaoh look for a man who knows how to manage, do management. I know some of us studied, you know, business management, project management, and all of that. But let me tell you this. If you are not prepared, the moment your Kairos moment arrives, and you show up and you are not prepared, that may be it. And so Joseph stood before Pharaoh in his Kairos moment. Complete obedience took him before Pharaoh. But it was the gift that God nurtured in him while in prison. That was what God used to establish him as a prime minister. Please tell your neighbor again, a life of total obedience. Number two, for time's sake. Number two, you must walk in faith. You see, in the season of preparation, the season of preparation is also a season of battles. It's a season where you need to pay certain price. Obedience may lead you to the prison. It's a price that is worth paying. But you must walk in faith. The Bible talks about Enoch. In Genesis chapter 5, verse 22, 23 to 24, Enoch walked with God. He was not found. God took him. God took him. But the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 5, Enoch was translated that he should not see death because of his faith. He pleased God. You want to manifest. You want God to prepare you. You must be ready to walk in faith. When we talk about walking in faith, the Bible says this Enoch walked with God consistently for 300 years. Hello, church. For how long? No wonder he was one of three that did not pass through the portals of grave. Please tell your neighbor again, season of preparation. You must walk in faith, not by sight. I don't know what promises God has given you. Hold on to them. Walk in faith. If he has said it, who will do it? It's still the same God. Beloved, learn to walk. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7. 2 Corinthians 5, 7. Learn to walk in faith. He says, for we walk by what? By faith, not by what you see. If Joseph had lived by what he saw, he would have given up and said, well, I don't think it's worth trusting God for this promise that landed me in the pit. And then from the pit to Potiphar's house to become a servant. The same Joseph that was parading all over the place in his father's house with his what? Coat of many colors. He said, God, why am I in Canada? I was a director. I was a manager. I was this and that. Hello, beloved. Welcome to your season of preparation. God is preparing you for the next level. It says, remember ye not the former thing, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing what? I am speaking to someone today. If your preparation is not thorough, God does not want you to abort destiny. I've said this before. Look at so many men in life. You've had so many entrepreneurs doing well. And the moment they passed away, the business collapsed. What happened? No continuity. No longevity of impact. I am praying for someone again by the anointing of the Lord that will come upon you today. For you and your household, it shall be a generational blessing. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Number three, I have a lot of things to do. Number one, I said you must what? A life of total, number two, and number three, a life of service. A life of service. A life of service. The psalmist says in Psalm 100 and verse 2, he says, serve the Lord with gladness. Joseph served. Do you know it was in the place of service that Joseph noticed the butler and the baker? He looked at his countenance, says, no, something is wrong with you. You are not your usual self. How will he know that? But do you know that he was in the same position with them? He was also a glorified servant. No. Are we together, church? But that did not stop him from what? Serving his gift. I'm speaking to someone again. Serve your gift. It does not matter what you see now. God is preparing you for your throne, preparing you for your palace. Amen. No wonder Joshua said in Joshua 24 and verse 15, he says, as for me and my what? And my house. I don't know about you, but if it seems evil in your sight, who you are going to choose to serve, I have made up my own mind that as for me and my house, we will do what? Because it pays to serve the Lord. The Bible talks about David in Acts 13 and 36. Acts 13, 36. David served his generation and he fell asleep. What will be said about you? That you came, you saw, and you departed. But the Bible says David served his generation. Oh, no wonder. The Bible talks about this man, David, a man after God's heart. The Bible says in Psalm 89 and verse 20, Psalm 89, 20, I found David, my servant. I have found David, my servant, in the place of preparation. And with my holy oil, I have what? Anointed him. The anointing of the Lord is going to come upon you today. Oh, I said the anointing of the Lord will come upon you today. That will prepare you and then launch you for your manifestation. In the name of Jesus. There was also a man in the scripture called Daniel. In fact, I love this man very well. In Daniel chapter 1, verse 19 to 21, the Bible starts to talk of Daniel. Actually, earlier in that particular Daniel chapter 1, I believe verse 9 or 10, he made up his mind, I'm not going to defile myself with the king's meat. Amen. Praise God. And he began to serve. Remember, Daniel was brought from, you know, his native land into a strange land. And so let me tell you, you find yourself in Canada. Oh, yes, Pastor, it's Canada. It is not easy. God knows. And that's why he asked you to come here. He knows even in a strange land, he can establish you and make you great. Do you know that Samuel served four generations of kings? Are we together, church? He served four generations of kings' service. But this same Daniel, before he began to serve, the Bible says he did what? He made up his mind. I am going to prepare myself for the Lord. I am not going to defile myself with all these king's men, with whatever will compromise the holiness of God in me. And as a result, he served four generations of kings, church. Nebuchadnezzar, I believe, is it Belteshazzar, Cyrus? Amen. He was not just serving them. He was serving as an advisor to the king. And so, let me tell you, every time I emphasize this, God has not brought you into this land to just come and manage something. I just want to manage this. No, God is preparing you. When it was time, and speaking by the Spirit of the Lord to someone again. The Lord is saying for someone, the siege is over. The siege is over. Amen. The siege is over. Amen. Enter into your rail boat. Enter into your rail boat. The siege, I don't know what siege. The siege is over. You are entering into your rehoboth. Rehoboth is a place of rest. A place of rest. Enter now by this prophecy. Enter now. I break every barrier to your rehoboth. The siege is over.
Let's rise up. Ingratabo sheketerebo. Can we have the anointing now, please? Mande keto shila magada barata balinde breketenebush.
Rene kete beteke yebrekete neberekete bedorobosh. Beloved, the promise of God is for an appointed time. Though it tarry, wait for it, for it will surely come to pass. It will not be delayed. It will not tarry. We are going to pray. Please, I want you to lift up your voice and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, help me to submit to your preparation before I get to my throne, so that I will not abort my manifestation. Go ahead and begin to pray. Help me to submit to preparation before I get to my throne, so that I will not abort my manifestation. Pray, pray, pray. Preparation must precede manifestation. Joseph was prepared. And by the time he showed up before Pharaoh, Pharaoh did not have a choice. Pharaoh saw the man that already has the hand of God upon his life. Makande leke tu rabada kato sontoria. Imrashata bareke ketebo. In Jesus' name, we are brave. You are going to take one more prayer point before we start the anointing. In Genesis chapter 41 and verse 14, Joseph was called to come before Pharaoh. Then Pharaoh sent and do what? And call Joseph. Now when Pharaoh sent for him, how did they brought him out, church? How? Suddenly someone is standing before their testimony. I said, suddenly, you will be called to stand before your testimony. Amen. Suddenly, he was brought out of the dungeon hastily. Not only that, there was a change of garment. He shaved himself. Change his before you, because you cannot stand before royalty and you are still dressed in filthy rags. And you are still dressed in shame. I would like someone to pray and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, after my preparation, let me appear suddenly, before king, before man, before royalty, for me to manifest. Go ahead and pray. Jebarada balekete bromobosh. Embrekete kelegedebo shekete rebrekete debo. Rabakata batekele debo. Shatamade sekete de reketebo. Rekepakata barada bakatabaye. Embrashata balende katosh. Marekete medeketebo. In Jesus' name, we are praying. One more prayer point. Santa Linda Shandaya Mareketebo. We are going to receive the anointing. I said it earlier in that Psalm 89 and verse 20. The Lord said, I found David, my servant. It's one thing for God to find you. It's another thing for God to call you his servant. Amen. Holy Spirit, help us. If you go back to Psalm 92 and verse 10, still talking about David, this same David, 92 and verse 10. I did not just find David my servant. He says, with my holy oil I have anointed him. And so the Lord is saying to someone, by this anointing, but my horn shall be what? But your horn shall be what? Like that of a? Why? Because you are going to be anointed with what? And so I would like you to pray and say, Father, by this anointing, oh, let my head be exalted. Let my arm be exalted. In the land of Canada, let my head be lifted. The God who lifted the head of Joseph from prison to palace is the same God that lifted the head of Hadassah, Esther, oh, a Jew, an immigrant, to the palace. He changed her name from a sister to a queen. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Father, I ask, let your power come upon this oil. Let your power come upon this oil. Let your spirit come upon this oil. How you anoint Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, as this oil will come upon your people. And the Lord, let your spirit tabernacle in us. And by this anointing, I decree, let your people begin to manifest. Begin to manifest. Begin to manifest. Anointing for favor. Anointing for increase. Anointing for healing. Anointing for promotion. By this oil, let it come upon you. In the name of Jesus. While the anointing is going on, we're going to be taking some song. I want some Star Kemi, Star Shola, and maybe Star Toyin, please. You can go to the children church in the basement. Amen. All right. Hallelujah. Bro John, Bro Sam, and Bro Destiny, please. Maybe just two people in the order overflow. Okay, just two people. All right. So just two can go to. Now the rest of us, Pastor Mike, Bro Sam, please, you can come to the front. So that we want people to come out. Amen. You can just line up. Amen. Now, it's just a touch. It's just a touch. Because I know that the hand of the Lord is coming upon someone. Let the power of the Holy Ghost come on. And I want you to open your hearts as the oil will come upon you. Oh, yes, for someone, it is an impartation of healing. For someone, it's an impartation of deliverance. For someone, it's an impartation that will break every yoke of the enemy. Ushers, please help us so that the people can come out very quickly. I don't want you to be looking around. I want you to prepare your heart and begin to pray. When it's your time to come out, you can come out. But when you get back, I want you to begin to pray. What do you want this anointing to accomplish in your life? What do you want this anointing to do? The ushers, please, you can begin to make people come. Randa moshe ke de reka da barada bo. Rene me ke te bale ke de bo. Reke te ke te. Very quickly, please. She la ka bale de bale ke te de bo. She me ke te bale ke de bo. Rada ba ka ta ba reke te ke te. She reke te de reke ke le ke de. She reke te le ke de reke te bo. Ma sor bo 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 ke te bo. Holy Ghost, in Moria, the Balasa Tavaria, Reke Balin de Shele Grande Ketebo, Masata Daeke Reketebe. Oh, yes, by this anointing, by this anointing, Abarade Ketebo, get the robo Kotebo, Meshata Reke Ketekebe, Rabaka Tebele Ketebo, Remeke Tebe. Spirit of the living God, a friend. Pray for yourself. for yourself by this anointing. What do you want God to do? What do you want him to accomplish? Which area of your life did you need manifestation by this anointing? I want you to begin to pray. Abarende ketebo, skila magata barada bakatabo, rengete keregete ketebo, remoshe ketenderebo, oshe keteri ebrekenderebo, lembo koto moshe ketenderebo, ebrekete moshe ketenderekete. Nimabo shina baba boske, ande kaporia dabaye, mende katula bakataske, rana makate kebete keteke. All the ministers can come. Oh, by this anointing. By this anointing, 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 le bokete bo sheke de rekete bo, by this anointing, by this anointing, e kaporia da barekete bo, sheke te ke de ke de ke, rekete bo skoto bo bo rekete bo bo, rende bo sheke de ke de bo. By this anointing, by this anointing, by this anointing. Oh, Spirit of the Living God. The Lord said I should tell someone, for you, this anointing is anointing for visibility. You will no longer be hidden. You will no longer be hidden. You will no longer be hidden. Amande keshe tepe te preketebo. The Lord said I should tell someone, he says, just like the ear of Samson grew again. Just like the ear of Samson grew again. Amaskenda kotu bosha batateria. Embrosotondoli ne katoshka paria. Eroso tondo linte keteke. The Lord said your ear shall grow again. Your ear shall grow again. It shall grow again. And that growth will bring restoration of glory. Restoration of honor. Restoration of power. Samson was anointed. But when his ear was cut, he lost it. The Lord is saying to someone, your ear shall grow again. And it will bring restoration of glory, of honor, and of power. In the name of Jesus. And the Lord is saying to someone, Manda Kutobo Shetere Bradalus Kabaya, Embra Skondo Rinda Bata Skondo Rikabo. The Lord said this season, listen, the Lord said this season, you will encounter helpers. You will receive help. To encounter helpers is different from receiving help. Do we know that? Ah, man, le koto shiketeria paparia. The Lord said you will encounter helpers. Amen. You will receive help. Amen. And you will enjoy the help. Amen. You will encounter helpers. Amen. You will receive help. Amen. And you will enjoy it. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Ah, thank you, Lord. The Lord is saying for our nation, Nigeria. The Lord said Nigeria shall be great again. Amen. Nigeria shall be great again. 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 The Lord said I should tell someone again. Holy Spirit. The Lord said I should tell someone continue to serve your gift. He said because very soon you are going to come and stand before kings. Very soon you will be called to stand before kings. I don't know who I am talking to. I don't know who I'm prophesying to. But I decree and declare by the power that is in the name of Jesus. For someone here, this Atumaraka Tabateria, the God who lifted the head of Joseph and caused him to stand before Pharaoh, that God will lift up your head. He will lift up your head. He will lift up your head in the name of Jesus. Abarente ketebo shataparia rene wete ketebe rebush. Please stretch forth your hand to this request. Amante ketoria. I don't know what you have submitted in this request. Begin to use the anointing that you have received. Oh, for ye have an anointing from the Holy One. Let every of these requests become testimony. Let them become testimony. Begin to prophesy. Begin to speak. Every of these requests by the power that is in the name of Jesus. Oh, receive answer. 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 As you are spoken in the ears of the Lord, every of this require, I stand as one sent from you. I decree and declare, oh yes, by the power of anointing, Jesus breaks the yoke, by the Holy Ghost and with power. Lord, by this anointing, your people have lifted up their voice, and every request that represents their heart desire for those that have written down, and for even others that they did not have opportunity to write, let them become testimony. Every of these requests, even before the end of this month, let them begin to manifest. Let there be testimony to the glory of your name. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Thank you, Lord. Please raise up your right hand. Your right hand. Give me Isaiah chapter 10. Verse 27. Holy Spirit, help us, help us, help us, help us. Holy Spirit, the Bible says it shall come to pass in that day for you and I. When is that day? It shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder. I prophesy to someone that is under any form of yoke. His burden shall be taken away from off your shoulder. His yoke from off your neck. His yoke from off your neck. Every burden of futilities. Every burden of struggle. Every burden of merry-go-rounding. Every burden of near success. Every yoke, hereditary and sensory, generational, that has hitherto followed you here because of the anointing, I decree, break now! Break now! Break now! Holy Ghost! Holy Ghost! Holy Ghost! Set them free! Set them free! Set them free! Makata barekete kere brekete rebobo! Who is under the power of enemy now? Lord, by your spirit, set them free. Set them free. Set them free. Every siege over your home, over your health, over your destiny, break now. In the name of Jesus, break now. By the anointing, break now. Break now. Break now. 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 Sheka barada baleke tebosh. Give me Isaiah chapter 61. Holy Spirit. Maunda lunshka linde boshka paya. Because the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Ah, you're going to barie katoshka tebriya. Menne brende belenege debosh. You're going to confess and prophesy with your own mouth. Let's listen. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon who? Upon only the pastors? Upon who? Every one of us. And when the Spirit is upon you, he said, the Lord has anointed you to do what? To preach. That means when you go out to evangelize, without the anointing, it will be empty words. To bind up the brokenhearted. To proclaim liberty to the captives. The opening of prison. You want to break people under the power and the influence of the enemy. You need power. That was why Jesus told the disciples, tarry in the upper room. Wait until you are endued with power from on high. Oh, but yes, you have received the anointing now. I want you to begin to prophesy these scriptures into your life. Oh, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Begin to prophesy it into your life. Because the Lord has anointed me. He has anointed you to do what? To preach the good tidings to the meek. He has sent you to bind up the brokenhearted. To proclaim liberty to the captives. Opening up prisons to those that are bound. Verse 2 says, he has to proclaim the acceptable year. 2026 is my acceptable year. It is the year and the day of vengeance of our God. He says to comfort all the mourn, to appoint. Verse 3 says, to appoint to those that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, oil of joy for money, garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Aradeke ne meketebo, shabarakata bateketekete, renekebo sheketerebo, rebo kotobo tobo seketeketekete. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, we are praying. One more prayer point. Beloved, you are going to call on the name of Jesus 3 times. How many times? 3 times. The Bible says in Acts chapter 10 and verse 38, how God did what? Anointed Jesus. With what? With what? That means when the anointing comes upon you, you can receive the Holy Ghost. And you can receive power. You can receive the Holy Ghost. And you can receive what? Power to walk in 2026. And to dominate everything that has dominated you. Listen, in Capolian, the man Satan the Bruce Kabaya. Power to ascend to your palace as Esther. The king is waiting for you. As Joseph, Pharaoh is waiting for you. Power to rule and to reign in your domain. In the Kutamo Shatabaria. Is what? It is available. And so you're going to shout the name of Jesus 3 times. and you are going to cry, I receive. I don't know what you want to receive, but I know that in 2026, I will never remain ordinary. I know in 2026 that I will command results in the work of my hands. I know in 2026, sickness will have no place in my health. I know in 2026, someone here will become a mother. I know in 2026, someone here will become a landed citizen. I know this year in 2026, someone is buying their own house. Someone is buying their own car. And so you are going to call on the name of Jesus. How many times? And you are going to cry, I receive. And whatever you want to receive, begin to pray, because the power of God is going to come down now. Yes, yes, yes. Holy Ghost, we invite you. Holy Ghost, we invite you. We invite you. We invite you. Are we ready, church? One. Two. Three. I receive. Makateke borotobos. Receive now. Now. Empowerment. Oshata bariekete brodobo. Rata kate kete kete. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, touch, a touch of healing, a touch of breakthrough, a touch of deliverance, a touch of lifting by this anointing, by this anointing, by this anointing, by this anointing. By this anointing. By this anointing. Holy Ghost, touch, break, ancestral, hereditary, generational causes, break now in the name of Jesus.
Of the living God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, in Jesus' name. Oh, Father, in Jesus' name. Father, in Jesus' name. We have an anointing from the Holy One. We have an anointing from the Holy One. Ah, who are they that your power, your spirit needs to rest upon for them to manifest this year? I stand upon your altar. Lord, I ask, touch them now. Touch us now. 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 Anointing for visibility. Anointing for visibility in your career, in your professional life, in your business. Receive now. Receive now. Receive now. Because the Spirit of the Lord is upon you. Every heart that is broken. Oh, shatabariye kekete. By this anointing. Yes, yes. By this anointing, receive all of joy for money, garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Everyone that is in the shackles and prisons of life, the life of Canada, and the Protoboska, there is a God that makes things easy. There is a God that gives rest.
And the Bible said, there remain, therefore, a rest. Rest for the people of God by this anointing. Go in 2026 and have rest. Rest in your career. Rest in your finances. Rest in your family life. Rest in your marriage. Meunda kuba rotso tondolia. By this anointing, I prophesy fruitfulness to someone. Fruitfulness. 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 Receive it now. Be fruitful in the fruit of your womb. Be fruitful in the work of your hand. Ah, by this anointing, I canceled totally over the life of someone every existing covenant. Existing covenant. Existing covenant that has been speaking, that has been activated and troubling your destiny, preventing you from making progress. I stand upon the altar of God at Bethel as one sent from him. I stand upon Jesus, the mediator of that new covenant. Every contrary covenant that is preventing your manifestation, I cancel them now. In the name of Jesus. I cancel them now. In the name of Jesus. By this anointing, go and begin to prosper. Go and begin to make progress. Go and begin to manifest. By this anointing, I decree and declare, you will be visible. Your God ordained form will manifest. Will manifest. Will manifest. Thank you, Father Lord. I'm hearing the word. Joy and rejoicing. Joy and rejoicing. Joy and rejoicing. The Lord is saying, I'm giving someone a voice. I am giving you a voice again. The word again means you have enjoyed something before. I am giving you a voice again. It is the voice of joy. It is the voice of rejoicing. Receive it now. In the name of Jesus.